Hare Krishna, everyone. Welcome to Bhakti Sangha conference call. Today we are very fortunate to have His Grace Adigadadhar Prabhu to enlighten us on the topic of Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat, Madhya Kanda, Chapter 1, 317 to 321 verses. Before we hand over the call to Prabhu, I would like to read today Srila Prabhupada's quote. June 20, in Vrindavan, when we walk on the street, the cartman, the milkman carrying milk, immediately they all will offer Namaskar, Swamiji. The other day we were walking and we entered one field just for walking. So the villagers, the cultivators, they came to congratulate us and receive us. Swamiji, it is our great fortune that you have come to our field. But in your country, if I would have entered in any other place, perhaps they would have brought a charge of trespass or might have shoot us down. So that is a different system. That by birthright, they are Krishna consciousness in Vrindavan. Toronto, June 20, 1976. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna, Adigadadhar Prabhu, please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you, Prabhu, for joining and giving your valuable time and association this morning and enlightening us on the topic of Chaitanya Bhagavat. I now hand over the call to you, Prabhu. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Vinita Gandharvika Mataji. Dandavat Pranam, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you very much for giving me this opportunity to speak on Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat today. Let us get started with our Mangalacharan prayers. Om Agyanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Iti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara, Shri Vas Adi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda, Gurave Gaura Chandraya, Radhikaya Tadalaye, Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya, Tad Bhaktaya Namo Namaha. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare 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 Krishna. Dear viewers of Bhakti Sangha Japa Group, we are reading from Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat by Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur Mahashay. We are reading from the Madhya Khanda, Chapter 1, Text 317. Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur is describing the divine pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu after he received initiation from Sri Ishwar Puripad, when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had become Bhavuk Nimai, a very great devotee of Krishna. Even though he was doing the service of being a teacher, teaching Sanskrit to his students, he taught everything in relationship to Krishna. He saw Krishna in everything, everywhere. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showed tremendous love and respect for Srimad Bhagavatam. Anywhere Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would hear the recitation of Srimad Bhagavatam, he would go into a state of divine spiritual ecstasy. Let us continue to read the activities, the divine activities of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is our preceptor. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is our teacher. He is our Sampradaya Acharya. Acharya means preceptor, who teaches by his own example, his or her own example. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is teaching us how an ideal devotee should be. How an ideal devotee should be mad for Krishna. We have to become mad for Krishna. So text 317. Ganga namaskari Ganga jala nilashire Goshthira sahita vasilena Ganga tire. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu offered obeisances to the Ganga and sprinkled water on his head. Then he sat down on the bank of the Ganga with his associates. Ganga namaskari. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, how he would deal with the holy river Ganga, the holy Ganges. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would offer his obeisances first. Dandavat pranam, Sri Ganga Devi ki jai. Ganga jala nilashire. Then he would respectfully put the water of Ganga on his head as a mark of respect. Goshtira sahita vasi lena Ganga tire. And then Ganga tire means on the bank of Ganga, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would sit with his associates, his students and friends. He would sit down on the bank. Yamunara tire jena bedi gopagan nana krida kari lena nandera nandan. Nimai Pandit, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, sitting in Navadvip on the banks of Ganga with his associates, looked just like Krishna sitting on the bank of Yamuna with his friends. That is verses 318 and 319. So we read verse 318. Jamunara tire jena bedi gopagan nana krida kari lena nandera nandan. Sei mata shachiranandana ganga tire bhaktera sahita krishna prasange vihare. Just as the son of Maharaj Nanda, who is son of Maharaj Nanda, our Krishna, Nanda Nandan Krishna, just as Nanda Nandan Krishna enjoyed various sporting activities on the bank of the Yamuna while surrounded by his cowherd friends like Shridham, Sudham, Madhu Mangal, Stoka Krishna, Subal, the son of Shachi, Shachinandan Gaurahari, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, similarly enjoyed discussing topics of Krishna on the bank of the Ganga, surrounded by his devotees. Just as Krishna in Vrindavan enjoys on the bank of Yamuna, sitting with his friends, similarly, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu enjoys sitting on the bank of Ganga in Navadvip with his friends and associates and discussing about Krishna. Are you seeing the difference? There is no difference between Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Krishna. At the same time, there is difference. What is the difference? Can someone tell me? Raise your hands. What difference we are seeing here? What is Krishna doing and what is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu doing? Raise your hand. Vishakha, Kumar, Mataji.
So they are discussing about Krishna, and Krishna is with his friends in his own pastimes. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates are discussing about Krishna by being there on the banks of Ganga.
You also seem to be surrounded by nice, playful children. It's very good. Excellent, excellent. Exactly right. Krishna is Vishaya Vigraha. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead and he's a supreme enjoyer. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna, but in the mood of a devotee. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not in the mood of the Supreme Lord enjoying. So Krishna is simply enjoying his rasaraj. He's enjoying his keli. He's enjoying his pastimes with his friends on the bank of Yamuna. Krishna is a supreme enjoyer. He's enjoying. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, being in the role of a devotee, is also enjoying, but he's enjoying bhakti ras. He's enjoying Krishna katha. This is the difference. In Navadvip, there is discussion of Vrindavan Leela. And in Vrindavan, there is Vrindavan Leela. And because the descriptions of the Leela is non-different from the Leela, there is no difference between Golok Vrindavan and Navadvip Mayapur. Hare Krishna. So that is a translation. Now let us read the purport by His Divine Grace, Sri Srimad Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj Prabhupada, the revered spiritual master of our founder Acharya, His Divine Grace, Sri Srimad Abhay Charana Arvinda Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj Prabhupada. So Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada Ji Maharaj is giving a purport to these verses. Just as the son of Maharaj Nanda Krishna enjoyed his pastimes with the gopis, the cowherd girls of Vraja, on the banks of the Kalindi River, Yamuna River. Similarly, the son of Shachi, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, surrounded by his students, similarly engaged in glorifying topics of Krishna's names, Krishna's form, Krishna's qualities, and Krishna's pastimes. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu enjoyed discussing Krishna's names and Krishna's pastimes on the banks of Ganga with his students. Rather than accepting that Sri Gaura Sundar spent his time discussing topics of Krishna, the foolish Gaura Nagaris imagine that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was a Nagara or amorous lover. Yashomati Nandan Vrajavara Nagavaram Gokula Ranjanaka Gopi Paranadham Madana Manohara Kaliyadamana Vidha. Yashomati Nandana Brajavaranagara Brajavaranagara Nagara, enjoyer. Krishna is the enjoyer. Yashomati Nandan, Krishna is the enjoyer. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Bhakta. Bhakta Bhava. But there is a apasampradaya. There is a wrong sampradaya which say, the members of the sampradaya, they falsely say that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is in the mood of the enjoyer. They are called Gauranga Nagaris because they falsely call Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu as a Nagara. Nagara means the enjoyer. Specifically the enjoyer with the gopis. So imagine if there is a girl or a devotee and says that I want to be in Navadvip with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is my lover. That is a very bad rasabhas. It's a wrong siddhanta. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu never had like that. He never did Rasleela like Krishna did Rasleela. Krishna is Nagar, yes. Krishna is the Nagar throughout his Leela. Whether it is in Vrindavan, whether it is in Dwaraka, there also he enjoyed with 16,108 beautiful queens. In Vrindavan also he enjoys with millions and millions of gopis. Krishna is the Nagar, Krishna is the enjoyer. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not in that mood. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is in Bhakta Bhava. So this Gauranga Nagari is an apasampradaya. they imagine that Lord Gauranga was a Nagara or amorous lover, conjugal lover. No, that is wrong. In order to counteract such imagination, the author, Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur, has used the phrase Krishna Prasanga or topics related with Krishna. Bhaktera Sahita Krishna Prasanga Vihare. He was describing the pastimes, discussing the pastimes of Krishna, Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu. So therefore, Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur here has used the phrase Krishna Prasanga or topics related with Krishna while describing Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu's pastime of Krishna Kirtan. Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu's pastime is the pastime of Krishna Kirtan. Nama Sankirtanarambhe Bhavishyami Shachi Suta Swarnaditira Masthaya Navadvipe Janashraya. The Vayu Puran predicts the appearance of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in this verse. That Nama Sankirtanarambhe Bhavishyami Shachi Suta. In the future, Shachi Suta Krishna, Gaur Sundar, Gaur Krishna will come in Navadvip and he will inaugurate Arambha Nam Sankirtan. So, Krishna Kirtan is the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not in the mood of Krishna. He is in the mood of devotee of Krishna. That is the point. Text 320. Katakshane sabare vidaya diya ghare Vishwambhara chali lena apana mandire. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sat with his students, his associates on the banks of Ganga and discussed the pastimes of Krishna that happened on the banks of Yamuna. Then, after some time, Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu, also known as Vishwambhar, sent everyone home. And then he returned to his own home, Apane Mandire. He returned to his own home also. Text 321. Bhojana kariya sarva bhuvane ranat yoga nitra prati kari lena drishtipat. After going to his own home, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is sarva bhuvane ranat, he is the lord of the entire universe, is Jagannath. Jai Gaura, Sei Krishna, Sei Jagannath. He took his meal, bhojana kariya. He took his meal and then he glanced towards yoga nitra, which means he entered a transcendental state of sleep. Yoga nidra prati karena drishtipa. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu entered a divine state of rest called as yoga nidra. When we sleep, it is called nidra. But when Krishna performs the pastime of sleeping, it is yoga nidra. Krishna in his sleep, when he breathes out, universes are created. When he breathes in, universes are destroyed. Universes, not few bacteria or viruses. Universes are created and they are destroyed with the breathing of Krishna. So that therefore it is yoga nidra. It is not ordinary sleep like we sleep in the mode of ignorance. No. Krishna is always Vishuddha Sattva. Shri Chaitanya Bhagavat ki jai. Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur Mahashaya ki jai. Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna. So such are the divine pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. On the banks of Ganga, sitting with his friends, his students, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is discussing the pastimes of Krishna on the banks of Yamuna. So I would like to read few verses from Srimad Bhagavatam, which describe these pastimes. So we will read from, I would like to share my screen so all of you can also see. Okay, so you are able to see. This is Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 13, Text number 5 onwards. These are the beautiful pastimes of Lord Krishna that happen in Vrindavan eternally. And Sri Shukdev Goswami is describing these pastimes to Sri Parikshit Maharaj in the holy pages of Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam. Sri Shukdev Goswami is saying, what Krishna is telling his friends on the banks of Yamuna. Aho tiramyam pulinam vayasya svakeli sampan mridulachabalukam sputat sarogandarita lipatrika ध्वनि प्रतिध्वानल सद द्रुमाकुलम। Krishna is telling his friends, they are all 6-7 years old, these friends. My dear friends, just see how this river bank is extremely beautiful because of its pleasing atmosphere. And just see how the blooming lotuses are attracting bees and birds by their aroma. My dear friends, please listen carefully. This is the description of Sri Vrindavan Dham. This is what we are supposed to remember. Smaranam, or remembering Krishna, is one of the main limbs of bhakti. There are 9 main processes of bhakti. Out of 64, 9 are prominent, most important. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Pada Sevanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasyam, Sakhyam, Atma, Nivedanam, as described by Sri Prahlad Maharaj in the 7th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. One of this is Smaranam. Also in Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says Tasmat Sarveshu Kaleshu Mam Anusmara Yudhyacha. Krishna, you should always, Krishna is saying, Arjun, you should always remember me. Tasmat Sarveshu Kaleshu Mam Anusmara. You remember me. So remembering Krishna is very important. But really, my dear friends, think about it. Are we really able to remember Krishna in our day-to-day life? How many of us are able to remember Krishna? Not mechanically, but actually remember Krishna. How we would remember our loved ones. How we remember our friend. How we remember our best friend. How we remember our parents. How we remember our children. How we may remember our spouse. Like that, with fondness, feeling separation from them, missing them. How many of us are actually able to remember Krishna every day? If we are not able to remember Krishna, that means we have a long way to go. Because Sri Padma Puran describes, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu quotes this verse in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, very, very important verse. What is that? Smartavya satatam Vishnu vismartavya na jatuche. That all the Vidhi and Nishadava Shastra are kinkar, they are servants of this one rule. And what is that rule? Always remember Krishna, never forget Krishna. But are we able to remember Krishna? See, mechanically chanting Harinam is very good. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This is good, very good. However, actively remembering Krishna is also very, very important. Because Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Antakale cha mam eva smaran muktva kalevaram. At the time of death, when you give up your body, you must remember me. Now we can just passively, mechanically keep chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. However, we must also practice actively remembering Krishna. That is called smaran. Actually, chanting Harinam should lead to remembrance of Krishna. But we chant mechanically, so it doesn't happen. Remembrance of Krishna does not happen. But when the pure devotees chant, when Srila Prabhupada chants, when our acharyas chant, they are able to remember Krishna when they chant. They are able to remember Krishna. Krishna's form. Krishna's name. We can chant mechanically or we can chant with mantrakar vritti. Mantrakar vritti means remembering the name while chanting. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Nam namakari bahuda nija sarva shaktis tattarpita niyamita smarane nakala. Again, the word smaran is used in the process of chanting the holy name. We can remember to chant the holy name, and then we can remember to chant the holy name and remember Krishna. Krishna's name, Krishna's roop, how Krishna looks, Krishna's form, and Krishna's divine activities, his pastimes. These should be remembered. So if we are not able to remember Krishna, by reading Srimad Bhagavatam, we will be able to remember Krishna. If we can understand these verses, if we can understand the descriptions of Krishna, Krishna's abode of Vrindavan Dham, Krishna's associates, his pure devotees, Ragatmika Bhaktas of Golok Vrindavan, if we can understand their pastimes, their activities as described by Sri Shukdeva Goswami in Srimad Bhagavatam, then we will be able to remember. Because these verses increase our understanding of Krishna. We are able to remember those who we know. By reading these verses, we will come to know about Krishna. And if we know Krishna, then we will be able to remember him also. So we should pay attention to these verses. Krishna is saying, my dear friends, Krishna is telling his cowherd boyfriends, the gopas, like Madhumangal, Shridham, Sudham, Arjun, Gopa, Stoka Krishna, Subal, Ujwal. Krishna is telling all of them, my dear friends, just see how this river bank, which is the river bank, bank of the river is Pulina. Ami Jamuna Puline Kadamba Kanone Ihe Rino Sakhi Aja. Hey Sakhe, what did I see? Who did I see today on the banks of Yamuna? Ihe Rino Sakhi Aja. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying. So Pulina means the bank. Aho atiramyam pulinam vayasya. Vayasya. Oh my friends, you are the same age as me. My dear friends, just see. Aho. Means with great happiness, Krishna is saying. Just see this river bank. Which river is this? Sri Yamuna Devi. Just see the bank of Yamuna. It is extremely beautiful. Ati Ramyan. Very beautiful. Very, very beautiful. Ati Ramyan. Vrindavana Ramya Sthana Divya Chintamani Dhamma Ratana Mandira Manoha. Vrindavan is Divya Vrindavan. Divya. Vrindavana Ramyasthan. It is very Divya Chintamani Dham. It is a Ramyasthan. Very beautiful. Vrindavan is very beautiful. This bank of Yamuna is very beautiful because of its pleasing atmosphere. And just see how the blooming lotuses, how the beautiful blooming lotuses sphutat. Beautiful lotuses are attracting the bees and birds by their aroma, their fragrance. Saragandha. Sputat Saragandha. The aroma, the fragrance of the fully blossoming flowers. It is attracting Rita. It is attracting Ali and Patrika. Attracting the bumblebees, the honeybees. And the Patrika, the birds, the Gandha, the Sugandha, the fragrance of these fully blossomed flowers on the banks of Yamuna are attracting the honeybees, the bumblebees, and the birds. What can we learn from this, my dear friends? Please listen carefully. Please listen carefully. we should never try to attract anyone towards us. We should never try to attract anyone towards us. Because sarva akarshitahi iti Krishna. Krishna is one who is all attractive. If we try to attract attention towards us, if we try to attract others towards us, we are competing with Krishna. We are becoming God's competitors. So we should not do that. Krishna is all attractive. We should direct people towards Krishna, towards Radharani. But look at this verse. It is teaching us something very beautiful. And I would request all of you to pay 100% attention to what is about to be said. When the flowers were fully blossomed and they had become fragrant, the beautiful, fragrant flowers naturally attracted the bumblebees and the birds. Which means, when our devotion has fully blossomed, when from our personality the fragrance of love for Krishna because of our devotion is spreading, then devotees are naturally attracted. We don't have to attract them. It is not that Srila Prabhupada wore some fancy clothes. Yeah, his same sannyasi garb, same tilak, same kanti mala. He came. Not that he adopted certain ways of life of the Western world or mannerisms of the Western world. He started eating with a fork and knife when he came to. No. Prabhupada was eating with his right hand. It is considered very moochy to use one's left hand. It's considered very uncivilized, according to the Vedic culture, to use left hand while eating. Because with the left hand, we clean ourselves after answering nature's call. So we should keep our left hand in the pocket when we eat. So lest we use it to hold something. We should eat only with the right hand. That is Vedic culture. That is called shuchi, cleanliness. It is muchi, dirty, to use the left hand. So Prabhupada did not change these things. Okay, from today, I'm in the Western world. Let me use fork and knife to eat. No. So Prabhupada never did anything to attract anyone. But just see. The Americans, Europeans, Africans, Australians, New Zealanders, everywhere, even the Middle East, even in Russia, wherever Srila Prabhupada went, everywhere he attracted people. Why? You know, in this world, if you see the advertisements, you brush with a certain toothpaste and they smile. You know, your smile will attract everyone. You put this perfume and they saw someone very beautiful next to the person, attracted by the fragrance. Now you wear this clothes and you know, so many girls are standing next to you. The advertisements, you see the photos. So with clothes, with fragrances, with toothpaste and so many things, the whole mood in this material world is to attract people towards ourselves. But despite doing all this, nobody is truly attracted. But look at this verse of Srimad Bhagavatam. When the flowers were fully blossomed and they were filled with honey, filled with fragrance, the honeybees and the birds were naturally attracted. When a devotee has attained Krishna, when one has become a pure devotee, people are naturally attracted to him. You don't have to do anything to attract. That is the lesson we need to learn. When someone makes spiritual advancement, naturally people are attracted. The humming and chirping of the bees and the birds is echoing throughout the beautiful trees in the forest. Krishna is describing. Also, here the sands are clean and soft. The sand on the banks of Yamuna is very clean, very soft, very pleasing to walk on. Because Krishna and his friends, they walk bare feet in Vrindavan. Therefore, this must be considered the best place for our sporting and pastimes. Krishna is saying, this is a very nice spot. Because this is a soft bank of Yamuna. It's very clean, very pleasant atmosphere. There is the sweet aroma, fragrance of the flowers. The bees and birds are happy. The birds are chirping. Have you ever heard the cooing of the cuckoo bird, the chirping of the birds in the morning. Sometimes we can just sit in the park and in the early morning and listen to the chirping of the birds. It is so pleasant. So pleasant. Especially in India, where the koyal, the cuckoo bird, it is so pleasant to hear the chirping of the birds. It just uplifts the mood. These are all natural things. So we must stay here. In the purport, it is mentioned that in the Shad Goswami Ashtakam also, it is said, Kujata kokilaham sasara sagana kirne mayura kule. The description of Vrindavan is there. That Vrindavan is filled with the singing birds. Kujat kokil. Kujat means they are chirping, singing beautiful songs. Who is singing? The cuckoo birds, kokil. Hamsa, the swans, the cranes, ducks, peacocks, mayur, they are all singing. This is the Vrindavan atmosphere. Text 6. Atra bhoktavyam asmabhir divarudham shudardita vatsaha samipe appaha pitva charantu shanakaistrinam. Krishna is saying, I think we should take our lunch here. Atra bhoktavyam. Let us sit and eat our lunch here. Since we are already hungry, shudha ardita, we are tired, and shudha means we are hungry. And the time is also late. Diva arudham. It's late in the day already. So Krishna is giving many reasons. This place is beautiful. We are all friends. Our lunch boxes are packed. It is time to eat. We are hungry. We are tired. We are thirsty. Let us. What are we waiting for? Let's sit and enjoy our picnic here. Oh, but why should we be so selfish? We are here to graze our cows and calves. So what about the calves? What will happen to the vatsa, the calves? Krishna explains, here the calves may drink water of Yamuna and slowly, shanay, go here and there. They can peacefully munch on the soft, delicious green grass that is growing on the banks of Yamuna. So the calves can also have rest under the nice shady trees. The calves can drink the sweet flowing water of Yamuna. They can eat the green grass. The calves can be happy and we can be happy too. Because Krishna is, I beg your pardon, earlier I said 6-7 years, but no. Krishna must be 4-5 years old because he's taking care of the vatsaha, the calves. After 5, Krishna graduated to the care of cows. Vatsapal became Gopal. Here is Vatsapal. So Krishna is thinking of the calves also. The calves can eat the grass, drink the water of Yamuna, and we can also sit and have our picnic. Text 7. Tathepi payayet varbha vatsanarudhya shadvale muktva shikyani bubhuju samam bhagavata muda. Accepting Krishna's proposal, his friends, the cowherd boys, allowed the calves to drink water from the river Yamuna and then tied them to the trees where there was green, tender grass for them to eat and nice shade also. So they tied them under the tree. Then the boys opened their baskets of food, which their mothers had lovingly packed. They are the best cooks in the whole world, the Vraj gopis, the elder gopis. Second best. Best is Shrimati Radharani and Rupa Manjari. And they began eating with Krishna. Therefore, even Yashoda Maya calls Radharani to cook for Krishna in the morning. Then the boys opened their baskets of food and began eating with Krishna in great transcendental pleasure. Muda means with great pleasure. They sat with Krishna. Shri Shukdev Goswami uses the word Bhagavan. They sat with Bhagavan Krishna. to show us the contrast that in Vaikuntha, when it is time for Lord Narayan to eat, Lakshmiji prepares the chappan bhog in a big golden plate with golden bowls, golden glasses. Only Lord Narayan can eat. No one can eat with Lord Narayan. No. They're all serving, assisting. Lakshmiji herself cooks and serves Lord Narayan. And then Lord Narayan enjoys the cooking of Lakshmiji. Heartily he eats everything. And when Krishna has, Lord Narayan has eaten, then all the devotees headed by Lakshmiji, they can honor the prasad. But look at the contrast in Vrindavan. That same Bhagwan is sitting with his friends and he's saying, friends, let us sit and eat together. And they open their baskets and they began eating with Krishna. Samam Bhagavata. Equally with Krishna. They were eating and they were enjoying. There was no, even though he's Bhagwan, there is no awe and reverence. They were enjoying. Bhubuju Samam. Equal footing. This is Sakha. Text 8. Krishnasya Vishwak Pururaji Mandalai Abhyana Napulla Drisho Urajarbhakaha Sahopavishha Vipine Viraju Chadaya Thambhoruvakar Nikaya. Now, Sri Shukdev Goswami is going to describe so we can see how Krishna, not just here, but through our ears, through Shastra Chakshu, through the eyes of Srimad Bhagavatam, we can actually see how Krishna and his friends are enjoying this particular Leela. How did they look? Krishnasya Vishwa. Krishna was surrounded like a whirl of a lotus surrounded by its petals and leaves. Krishna was surrounded. Krishna sat in the center. So like there is a beautiful lotus flower. In the center is the whirl. Surrounding, there are many layers of petals. So Krishna is the whirl of the lotus here. Krishna is sitting in the center. And encircled by rows of his friends, they are sitting all around, who all looked very beautiful. All of them looked very beautiful. Pulla drisha. Their faces were effulgent, happy. All of them, Vraja Arbhaka. Arbhaka means children. These Vraja children, Vraja Arbhaka, they were looking very happy. Their faces were pulla drisha. They were bright faces. When there is purity in spiritual practices, there is spiritual effulgence. There is joy. There is happiness. There is bliss. But when we have committed sins, when we have been hypocritical, when we have not chanted our rounds nicely, we have not followed the regulative principles nicely, then there is hopelessness, depression. There is no bliss. This is called bhajanananda, the bliss that comes from bhajan. We should do bhajan. We should practice Krishna consciousness nicely. And then see, the bhajan gives anand. This whole world is running after happiness from external things. But just we have to try to experience what is the anand, inner bliss that comes from genuine bhajan. It is called bhajanananda. Bhajanananda. So, they were all bright-faced. Every one of them was trying to look forward toward Krishna. Everyone was trying to look at Krishna. Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? They were looking at Krishna, thinking that Krishna might look towards him. Every cowherd friend of Krishna, every cowherd boy, Vraja Arbhaka, was thinking, Krishna will look at me, Krishna will look at me. In this way, they all enjoyed their lunch in the forest. They all enjoyed. It's so beautiful. It is said that Krishna is so merciful. In every Leela, Krishna may have millions of devotees, participating in that Leela, but no one feels neglected. No one feels neglected. Krishna had 16,108 queens in Dwarka. But every queen had one Krishna to herself in her palace, isn't it? Now, in this material world also, someone who is very handsome or rich or very attractive, very expert, he may have he may have a few wives. In certain people, in their way of life, they are allowed to have more than one wife also. Polygamy may be allowed. So if someone has three wives, for example, is it possible for that person to expand himself into three husbands? Be with each wife? Not possible. But look at Krishna. He had 16,108 wives in Dwarka, and Krishna expanded himself effortlessly to 16,108 Krishnas. In the Rasa Leela, there were millions of gopis, and each gopi had Krishna with them. Krishna expanded himself. Therefore, we should never superimpose our material experiences on Krishna's pastimes. We should never think that Radha and Krishna are some boy and girl or man and woman. Radha and Krishna are not man and woman, as we know in the material world. No. Radharani's love for Krishna, Krishna's love for Radharani is not like the love that a boyfriend has for the girlfriend, or the girlfriend has for the boyfriend, or a husband has for the wife, and the wife has for the husband. That is Prakrit. That is material. But Krishna is aprakrit. Krishna is transcendental. So we should never superimpose our material experience on Radha and Krishna, because we don't have any spiritual experience. You know? All our experiences are in this material world only. So we should not look at Krishna Leela through material eyes. Because in this, when we sit in our cafeteria, in the office, in the lunch break, when we sit with our colleagues to eat, does every colleague feel that today Chelsea is looking just at me? No. We cannot satisfy everyone. Now someone may say, oh, today you neglected me. Today you forgot to wish me. Today you didn't do this. Oh, you didn't wish me Happy Father's Day. People may take offense like that. But this never happens with Krishna. Krishna always perfectly reciprocates with everyone. It's so wonderful. Each gopa is feeling that Krishna is looking at me. In this way, they are enjoying. Then, kechit pushpair dalai kechit pallavair ankurae phalaihi shikbhis twabhir drishabhischa bhuguju kritabhajana. Among the cowherd boys, some placed their lunch on flowers. Some placed their lunch items on leaves, fruits, or bunches of leaves. Some actually had their baskets, some on the bark of trees, and some on the rocks. So they opened their food baskets that their mothers had packed. Some used rocks as their plate. Some used leaves. Some used fruits. Some used flowers. Maybe petals of some big flowers they used as their plate. Some used their basket itself. Some used tree bark as a plate. This is what the children imagined to be their plates as they ate their lunch. All natural. There were no plastic plates. There was no littering. All natural. All natural. Edible arrangements. Everything was edible. Everything was natural and organic. Though this is simple Vrindavan life, my dear friends. No golden plate of Vaikuntha. They're just sitting, and Govardhan is offering its flat rocks as tables and chairs and plates. Yamuna Rani is growing beautiful, big lotuses. Just take a lotus petal as a plate and eat. Keep your yogurt and rice and eat on that. There are fruits. You eat a big watermelon, all of them eat watermelon, and the outer shell of the watermelon, you use it as a plate. Just use your imagination. Every day, different plates they are using to eat their lunch. So beautiful. Sarve mitho darshayanta swasva bhojya ruchim prithak hasanto hasayantascha bhyavajaharu sahishvara. Sahishvara, with Krishna. All the cowherd boys enjoyed their lunch with Krishna, showing one another the different tastes of the different varieties of preparations they had brought from home. Oh, my mother made this pickle. You want to try it? It's very salty and sour. Try it. Oh, my mother made this rasgulla. It is so sweet and juicy. Try this. Tasting one another's preparations. Can anyone think of doing that in Vaikuntha? But this is Goloka Vrindavan. They are tasting from each other's plate. Krishna is tasting from his friend's plate. And the friends are eating from Krishna's plate, what Yashoda Rani has cooked. And Krishna is getting to eat what all the other gopis have made, thinking of him. They began to laugh and make one another laugh. Hasanto hasayantascha. This is Vrindavan. Always there is enjoyment. Everything is complete blissful enjoyment. Therefore, Srila Narottam Das Thakur also says that Orupa lavanya rashi amiya pariche khasi hasya pari hasya sambhashani. Hasya pari hasya sambhashani. In Vrindavan, the talks between Radha and Krishna, talks between the Sakhis and the Radharani, Manjaris and Radharani, they are filled with laughter and mirth and joy. In the purport, it is said, sometimes one friend would say, Krishna, see how my food is relishable. And Krishna would take some and laugh. Yes, yeah, very nice. Similarly, Balram, Sudama, and other friends would taste from one another's food and laugh. In this way, the friends very jubilantly began to eat their respective preparations brought from home. So they will get energy. And with that energy, they will play. Hari Bol. Last verse, verse number 11. Bibrad venum jathara patayo shringa vetre chakakshe vame panam masrina kavalam tad phalanangulishu tishthan madhye swapari surido hasayan narmabhi swai Swarge loke mishati bhubuje yadnya bhuk balakelihi. That Supreme Lord who is yadnya bhuk, Om Swaha, with their sitting on a asana after taking a clean bath, no stitch clothes, only a chadar and dhoti, and doing achaman, and with pavitrata. Only the Brahmin initiated, high class Brahmanas, they are offering to Lord Vishnu in the Yajna, and then Vishnu might eat. That Yajna bhog is doing Balakeli. That Krishna who only accepts Yajna Shishtha Ashina Santam Uchante Sarvakil. That Krishna is now Patram Pushpam Phalam Toyam Yome Bhakti Prayachati Tadam Bhakti Ruparitam Aknami Prayatatmana. He's showing this Siddhanta. Krishna is Yajna Bhuk, which means Krishna eats only offerings of Yajna. But to exhibit his Bala Keli, his childhood pastimes, he now sat with his flute tucked between his waist and his tight cloth on the right side. So, Bibrad Venum Jathara Patayo, he is keeping on his belly on the right side. And not only that, he's also keeping his flute with his horn bugle and cow driving stick on his left. And Shringa means his horn. Ooh, he plays a horn to call his friends, call his calves. And Vetra, his cow herding stick, he's keeping Chakakshay. He's keeping it on his waist on the left side. Vami. On the left side, on the Vami. Then, holding in his hand a very nice preparation of yogurt and rice, dahi bhat. He's holding in his hand dahi bhat, yogurt and rice. He's keeping Marshna Kavalam. He's holding in his hand first class food cooked by his mother, Yashoda Varani. And also there are pieces of some fruit between his fingers. Tat Phalani, also fruits. Krishna likes rice, yogurt and some fruits. He's holding in his hand. He sat like the whirl of a lotus. We saw Krishna is the whirl and his friends are sitting all around. Whirl of lotus. And looking forward toward all his friends, personally joking with them and creating jubilant laughter among them as he ate. Tishtan madhye swapari surido hasayan narmabhi swaihi. Narmabhi swaihi, his jokes, hasayan, making them laugh. Swapari surida, with his own personal friends, he is sitting. Tishtan madhye is sitting in the center. Angulishu tat phalani, with fruits between his fingers and rice and curd. Marshana Kavalam in his hand, Panam, he is eating and joking and making his friends also laugh. What happened at that time? Swarga Loke. At that time, the denizens of the heaven were watching and struck with wonder, how this is possible? Krishna, Supreme Personality of Godhead, his Yajna Bhuk. We perform elaborate Yajnas, then he may come sitting on Garudji, accept our offerings and go. Give us darshan, give us blessings, varadaraj and go. That Krishna is sitting with these ordinary village boys and enjoying such balakeli, such childhood pastimes, eating with them, laughing, joking with them. This is so beautiful. Also, we have run out of time, only 3 minutes left. But I wanted to read a few verses, but just let's read this one verse. This is from the 14th chapter. Now, the next chapter, Brahmaji is going to offer his prayers to Krishna. That is the 14th chapter. So, Brahmaji is saying, Aho bhagyam, aho bhagyam, nanda gopa vrajau kasam, yan mitram paramanandam, puranam brahma sanatanam. Aho bhagyam, aho bhagyam. Brahmaji is saying, how greatly fortunate Nanda Gopa Vrajau Kasam. How greatly fortunate. Lord Brahma is saying, how greatly fortunate are Nanda Maharaj, the Gopas, the cowherd men, and Vrajau Kasam, all the residents. Okasam means inhabitants, residents of Vraja. How fortunate are the residents, how fortunate are the inhabitants of this Vraja Bhumi? How fortunate are the Gopas, the cowherd men, and how fortunate is their leader, Vrajendrananda. Vrajendrananda. Nanda Maharaj, who is Vrajendra. Because Krishna is Vrajendranandan. He is the son of Vrajendra, Nanda Maharaj. He is Nandanandan. Nanda Sutta. Nanda Tanaya. Krishna is Nanda Dulal. He is the darling child of Nanda Maharaj. Nandalal, Nanda ke Lala, Krishna, he is Nandalala. So how fortunate is Nanda Maharaj that the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Param Brahma, has become his son. The absolute truth, Param Brahma, Purna Brahma or Param Brahma, the absolute truth, the source of all bliss, Paramananda, he has become their friend, Yan Mitram. Brahmaji is looking at these cowherd boys who are sitting on the banks of Yamuna, where there are beautifully blossomed, fragrant flowers, intoxicating the bumblebees and the attracting all the birds, where beautiful, cool, soothing, fragrant breezes are blowing. Krishna's calves, who love him more than their own lives, are happily grazing on the tender green grass, knowing that when Krishna sees us happily grazing, Krishna will be happy. They are drinking the sweet nectarian water of Yamuna Devi and resting under the shading trees on the banks of Yamuna Pulina. The friends are sitting all around Krishna. Every friend is thinking Krishna is looking at me. Krishna is personally joking with all of them. They have the tastiest food in their lunch boxes, packed by their loving mothers in Vrindavan, made with wonderful, tasty, fragrant ghee. And they're eating all the milk products of the cows of Vrindavan, like yogurt, rice cultivated and grown by the Brajvasis, fruits naturally growing in forest of Vrindavan. They're eating and they're joking and talking, and now they're going to play so many games. This is called Krishna Smaran. Srimad Bhagavatam should paint our heart with these images of Krishna Leela. This is called Smaran. This is what we want to think at the time of death and enter into those Leelas by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj. Antakale cha maam eva smaran mutva kaleva. So when the devatas from the heaven saw this, they are saying, so wonderful. And Brahmaji, having seen this, in the next chapter is now praying, aho bhagyam nanda gopa vrajau kasam, yan mitram paramanandam purunam brahma sanatan. The eternal sanatan, purunam, om purunam adah purunam idam, the complete whole, supreme whole, brahma, the spiritual substance, chit brihad vastu, Krishna, who is the source of all bliss, Paramananda, yan mitra, he has become the mitra, he has become the friend of these Brajvasis. Aho bhagyam, what to speak of their good fortune, what great fortune, nanda gopa vrajaukasa, yan mitram paramanandam purunam brahma sanataram, haribo. This is our Vrindavan. That even Brahmaji is saying, wow, what good fortune is this? I am not qualified. In the next verse, he'll pray, let me become some gulmalata, some blade of grass or something in Vrindavan, so the dust from the feet of the Prajvasis will touch my head. Hare Krishna. So this is something I wanted to share based on Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's description in Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with his students is sitting on the banks of Ganga in Navadvip and discussing Krishna's Leela on the bank of Yamuna with his friends. These are the verses that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu must be discussing with his students. So thought of reading them with all of you. So thank you very much. Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Nitai Gaur Hari Bol. Hare Krishna. I will stop here.
Krishna, thank you so much, Prabhu. Very beautiful class and very nice verses. They all, like many times, so many speakers says that we have to see Bhagavatam through Chaitanya Charitamrita. Then it will be more tastier. Chaitanya Bhagavat, like now we are seeing, of course, Chaitanya Bhagavat, but it is so, so tasty. Like when you hear the verses from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is describing about Bhagavatam verses, it's so nice. When we are going like that, Prabhu, this through the Chaitanya Bhagavat, very nectarian class. Hare Krishna, thank you so much. We could see whole pastime in front of our eyes, Prabhu. Very grateful to you. Hare Krishna. We open the forum for the question and answers. If anybody have any questions, please go ahead. And it's very nice today is Jagannath Rath Yatra and Jagannath love food and we are talking about food. Krishna having food with his friends. It's very nice, Prabhuji. Everything is so connected today's class. It's very nice, Prabhu. Yeah, we have now raised hands. Janishwar Gauranga, Prabhu, please go ahead.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dandavat Pranam. Thank you for this wonderful, wonderful class. I could have never been able to kind of realize the way you say this class. A couple of questions, Prabhuji. The first question is, you said, you know, mechanical meditation, you know, until somebody comes to this point of spontaneously remembering Krishna, we always read here, remember the lotus feet of Krishna, remember the lotus feet of Krishna. Is it okay or is it not okay to try to remember the lotus feet? In my case, I mean, I'm not at that level, so sometimes I try to just meditate or try to think of the lotus feet of Krishna, but it's mechanical and I'm not at that level. So is that appropriate?
Yes, yes, probably. That is very also very nice to remember the lotus feet of Krishna. That's very nice.
But it's not spontaneous. It's like mechanical. I mean, like literally trying to force. Instead of other thoughts coming, you're trying to bring this, you know, when you remember. So then you, but it's not spontaneous. So I'm just...
It's very nice that you're trying to remember the lotus feet of Krishna. Hare Krishna.
And my second question is, Prabhu, you mentioned about honoring prasadam, and you said, you know, the left hand is considered muchi, and I know that, but, you know, I am spoiled, or I don't know, I guess, conditioned to eat with a fork and knife. And when, of course, when you use fork and a knife, you're using the left hand. So, with what you said, should I give that up and just use my right hand and not use any forks and spoons?
All devotees should eat with the right hand. One should not use the left hand while eating.
So that means you should give up silverware because, you know,
absolutely. You can't. Yeah, one should not, while eating prasad, honoring prasadam, one should honor with the right hand always, not use the left hand.
Okay, Prabhu. Thank you so much.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Janeshwar Gauran Prabhu. You're so sincere.
Divya. Mataji, please.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna.
My question is the bliss that you feel when you are in like a bhajan or, you know, in kirtan, it doesn't last when we come back to our like day-to-day life, then we get enveloped with the material problems. So I just wonder, the happiness and the bliss only last until you're sitting with devotees and listening to kirtan. But once you are dealing with the material problems, you don't feel that anymore. It doesn't like. So, what's the solution to that?
You're right, Mataji, that the bliss, the happiness that we feel, it is only in the association of devotees when we are in Krishna Katha or Kirtan or some festival related to Krishna in the association of devotees. So, we should slowly, slowly try to increase these activities of associating with devotees, being in satsang, being in the activities of Krishna consciousness, and we should decrease slowly, slowly our material activities, our material engagements, like going for non-devotional parties, non-devotional get-togethers, inviting over non-devotees, going out with non-devotees. We should minimize these activities because they will take us away from bhajananda. They will take us away from the bliss of Krishna consciousness. That's why Srila Prabhupada created this society of devotees, the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. So whatever are the social needs as human beings, we can fulfill them within the society of devotees. So we don't have to indulge in mundane material activities outside. Whatever socialization we want, whatever festivals we want to celebrate, parties even, what we want to have, we can have all of them in the association of devotees. Someone wants to watch TV, watch Hare Krishna TV. Someone wants to hear some music, hear Kirtan, Krishna Kirtan, like that. So we should try to increase our activities of bhajan, which are giving us spiritual ananda. And we should decrease material activities, which put us into forgetfulness of Krishna. Slowly, slowly we have to do this. Is that okay, Mataji?
Yes, Prabhuji, but I was wondering, what about the material challenges?
Yes, material challenges, material activities are there because we are in grahasthashram.
Happiness that we feel when we are not in the association of devotees.
What? I missed the last part. What did you say again?
Happiness that we miss when we are not in the association of devotees.
Yeah, so that happiness is available only when we remember Krishna, remember the devotees of Krishna. So even if we may not be in physical association, even at home, if we remember Krishna, we remember the devotees of Krishna, we remember to chant the name, we can read Bhagavatam, and we can feel that bliss. Even away from the physical association of devotees, we can do that. We have to practice. Srila Prabhupada came to America, there was nobody there. He was the only devotee on the whole continent. And so like that, we have to keep these examples. We should read, remember, hear. Nobody's stopping us when we come home from hearing, from chanting, from reading. So we should try to do that. And of course, the duties will be there. And we have to bide our time. We have to wait. Now you are young, you have children, you have husband. So you have to fulfill your duties. Once the children are grown, once they're married, and your motherly duties towards the children will diminish slowly, slowly. And then you should focus more and more on Krishna, like that. So that's how the trajectory of our bhajan goes. Right now we are limited by so many responsibilities, and we should do those responsibilities, knowing that fulfilling those duties of a wife, of a mother, Krishna is pleased. Krishna doesn't want us to abandon these duties. We should do them in a Krishna conscious way, and we should cultivate remembrance of Krishna also. And we should internally cultivate our longing for Krishna, so that when the time is appropriate, we are able to renounce and we are able to engage all of our time in bhajan. That will happen if from now we cultivate that longing for Krishna. Okay. Darshini Mataji and then Komal Mataji, last question.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, then with pranam, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Am I audible, Prabhuji?
Yes, Mataji, I can hear you.
Prabhuji, I don't have a question. I just had a very insignificant reflection. I mean, not very big. But in one verse of the Bhagavatam, it was given that the swans and the cranes live together in Vrindavan. So it just made me remember of two things. One was, Valmiki Ramayana, where, this crane and the swan are, they don't get along with each other. And at the same time, the example also given in Putana Udhalila, where Krishna's eyes are compared to the swan and, Putana's compared to the sister of the crane. But in Vrindavan, we see that both, although the cranes and the swans don't get along with each other, they still live together in that verse. So it just made me reflect that, when we devotees, like although we have so many differences between each other, still we come together in, the Vrindavan of Krishna consciousness, leaving behind all our differences to attain Krishna. And, when our final destination is reached, it doesn't matter if we were a crane or a swan. We are all manjaris at the last. So it just made me reflect on that we have to see the swan in everyone and still leave behind all the differences and come together for a greater course.
Hare Krishna. Even in Sri Chaitanya Lila, we see in the Jharikhanda forest, the tigers and deer, naturally they are enemies. The deer consider tiger to be the predator, but they were dancing together in Harinam. So yes, Krishna consciousness, Krishna bhakti, Krishna bhajan, it is the solution for everything. All our mundane differences can be transcended when we come on the platform of Krishna consciousness. So thank you. Prabhupada said that is real United Nations. So thank you for that reflection. Komal Mataji, last question.
Hare Krishna and Dandavat Pranam, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna.
I just wanted to ask, like you were saying, to increase their bhakti and all with the group of the devotees and all. But sometimes one spouse is not of the Krishna consciousness. So then it's not that easy to do these things, Prabhu. So how to cope up that?
If we are in such a situation, then actually we are very blessed, very fortunate. Even the gopis of Vrindavan, their husbands are not favorable. They had to hide and take darshan of Krishna. They had to feel separation from Krishna. The gopis would think that, hey Krishna, in the morning, your friends come and they take you with the cows deep into the Vrindavan forest. We also want to come with you. But what to do? We have our husbands to take care of. We have our children to take care of. We have the household duties to, household chores to attend to. So we are left behind in the village of Raj. And all day we are just thinking of you while going through our household chores, thinking, when will you come back in the evening? When will you come back in the evening? Then in the evening you are coming back and you are walking on the road in front of our house. And that's when the father-in-law says, get me some milk. Is the dinner ready? And oh, all day I've been waiting for this moment when my Krishna will be in front of the house and I'll go take his darshan. And then we have to make some excuse. Oh, the water is over. Let me go run and bring some water. And we run out on the pretext of doing some household work just to take darshan of you, Krishna. But then from behind, the mother-in-law comes and she says, there is a lot of water in the house. Come on, come inside. Don't go outside in the evening. And just with the corner of the eye, we are able to just look at you, Krishna, for a moment, and then you are gone. Oh, Krishna, how fortunate are your friends who get to be with you all day long. So the gopis are also thinking like this, Mataji. So if someone is in a position where, situation where the parents or spouse or children, they are not giving support in Krishna consciousness, they are not supportive, they are opposed to Krishna consciousness, or they are not as enthusiastic, they put restrictions that, okay, you can go once a week, but no more, then it is a very fortunate situation, actually. Because under those restrictive conditions, if you do bhajan, Krishna will get pleased with you even faster. So whatever way you can, in your house, you try to hear satsang on YouTube, on Zoom, ISKCON Desiree. There are so many ways where you can hear. You try to chant. You try to remember Krishna. You try to read Srila Prabhupada books. Don't waste time. Whenever you get an opportunity, instead of browsing on the Facebook or TV or news, you read Prabhupada's books. You hear Harikatha. You chant extra rounds. In this way, you try to be absorbed. You try to be absorbed in your home while surrounded by some opposition. Why did Lord Ramchandra get so pleased with Vibhishan? It is very easy to practice bhakti in Ayodhya. Why Lord Ram went to Lanka? To give mercy to devotee like Vibhishan. Anugrahaya bhakshanam. To show his anugraha, mercy to his devotee, who was performing Ram Bhajan even in Lanka. So Lord Ram went there for him, for Sita, for Vibhishan, and made Vibhishan the king of Lanka, Lankeshwar. Tumro vachana Vibhishana mana Lankeshwar bhaisabha jagajana. So he made him Lankeshwar. So this is very beautiful that you have opposition, you don't have support. So you can also chant Gopi Git now. Pati sutan vaya bhratra bandhavan ati vilangyate lachyuta gata. Sing like that. Think of the gopis, how they are facing so much opposition, but still internally remembering Krishna. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also said, antare nishthakara bhaya lok vyavhar achirata Krishna tomai koribe uddhar. For Grihastha, this is a very beautiful verse. I like this verse very much. Antare nishthakara bhaya lok vyavhar. Internally you think, mane vraje Radha Krishna sevibe. In your mind you serve Radha and Krishna in Vrindavan. Antare nishthakara bhaya lok vyavhar. Outside, how are you? How do you do? Hey, how are you doing? How was your party? How was your graduation? Blah, 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 blah. Antare nishthakara. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, internally. Antare nishthakara bhaya lok vyavhar. What will be the result? Achirata Krishna tamai karive udhar. Very soon Krishna will be there for you. And Krishna will deliver you from that situation. Is that okay, Mataji?
Yes, Prabhu. Thank you. Thank you so much for this encouragement.
Are you from
where? Doha.
Doha. You're from Doha?
Yes, Seema Mataji, we met in Vrindavan.
Hare Krishna. Oh, yes, yes, I remember you. Yes, yes. We met in Sri Radha Nikunj.
Yes.
The whole of Vrindavan is Radha Rani's Nikunj. Very happy to hear from you, Mataji. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, sir.
Jai Srila Prabhupada. Okay, so we'll stop here.
Thank you, Prabhuji, once again for such a beautiful class. I would like to offer my obeisances to you and all the Vaishnavas assembled on the call. Vancha Kalpatarupyasya Kripa Sindhu Bhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Nama Ananta Koti Vaishnavrindu Ki Jai Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. His Grace Adi Gadadhar Prabhuji Ki Jai.
Jai Srila
Prabhupada.
Jai. Thank you,
Srila.
Thank you,
Prabhuji.
Thank you, Prabhuji.
Thank you, dear devotees, for joining us again. And we'll be ending the call here. We'll catch you again tomorrow with another class on Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat. Vancha Kalpataru. Ending the call.